So we're going to jump right in to shift gears to Chinese medicine and Chinese medicine food principles. So we have an amazing speaker, our next speaker, good friend of mine, Dr. David Weinthal, and he's a doctor of oriental medicine.
Hello.
And he's a Qigong master.
Hello.
And he's a former firefighter, and he's a brave guy that's done a lot of crazy stuff in his life, and he knows how to go from being this wild, crazy guy to really being centered and grounded. And he's going to talk to us about Chinese medicine and how, you know, the constitution plays into it, right? We talk about all these different factors, and they have a very different way of approaching it.
Well, we're going to look at it a little differently.
What's that?
I said we're going to look at it a little differently.
Okay.
All right.
It's up to it's your.
All right.
Your
beautiful.
Stage. Go for it.
Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing today? Everyone, stand up. All right. First thing we do, put your stuff down on your chair. Let's just do a little balancing for a second. This is a Qigong wake up exercise. Just kind of lift your up and down your heels for a second. Just kind of little. Let everything drop up and down, feel your body, shake your hands just a little bit, just like this. Yeah, breathe. Let it go, up and down. Yeah, there you go. Okay, very good. Shake it all out, thank you. All right, you can sit down. Change the energy, the frequency of, there's my buddy back there, taking it to heart. Okay, so what an amazing day so far. I can't believe it's already like almost 5 o'clock. I mean, the information that you guys have got, I've been sitting in here listening to all the lectures, and we are so in tune. I know I'm just listening because I'm listening. Oh my God, I'm going to be talking about this. Oh, I'm going to be talking about that. Same way that Steph was doing. I know she was listening to Dr. O'Brien. And we are all in tune, all the speakers up here, with really giving a synergistic presentation for you, which is pretty awesome, and everything's kind of coming together. So I'm actually going to be taking you, you know what, oh, here it is, that's what I'm looking for, the little tricky guy right here. So take a look at this. This is my first picture. I went to Japan a couple months ago. We went hiking in the Japanese Alps, and where do you get back to with Chinese medicine? You get back to the Asian culture to learn how eating is really done. This was my lunch, two little rice bowls, a little bit of fermented daikon and fermented greens, and then you have some steamed vegetables and a little green tea. That was lunch, okay? They say in Japan you need to have five things for breakfast, 7 things for lunch, and 9 things for dinner, meaning little items, things that change the palate, change what's happening. When you're bringing in these different types of foods, they incorporate different types of energies within you, especially when they hit your tongue, and they create a memory, and they create happiness inside of you, right? So when we're sitting there thinking about what is a balanced meal, that's kind of what it should be looking like, whether you eat rice or not, but it's just the small, intricate way that they do presentation. You start eating with your eyes, and that's what I really took home this last visit to Asia, was eating with your eyes is such an amazing experience before the food actually gets inside of you. So, oh wow, that really goes quick. Yeah. Okay, there we go. All right, there I am. I'm at the top of a mountain taking a picture next to some samurai warrior's final resting place. I'm looking at the signs going, man, this is a really great thing to see. So we're going to go on a little journey for the next hour with me, okay? Be open, because it's going to be a little bit different than what you've been listening to. You've got a lot of heady stuff, a lot of left brain, concrete mind stuff happening. Okay, I'm going to bring you the other way. All right, I want you to know that life is a journey. And it's not about getting anywhere. It's about being on the journey. It's not about being a destination. Open to change. This entire weekend is opening your perceptions of all your realities and your consciousness. And be open to change, because that's the only way it's going to ever manifest inside of you. You know, if you're not open now, when will you be open to try things new and do things that are breaking the mold of what got you there in the first place? If you stop and don't know where you are, breathe, listen, and be patient, because the answers will come to you. So here's a little thing I'm talking about. So I'm talking from more of a metaphysical point of view into the physical realm, because Chinese medicine is such a wonderful philosophy, medical system. It's been around for over 5,000 years. They got a lot of history, a lot of documentation on everything. What they understand is energetics, and they understand that everything has a soul to it. And what I mean, you'll understand what I'm talking about in a second, is that everything, whether it's a plant or a rock or anything, has energy, and it's from the Creator, and it can be used as a gateway towards higher levels of consciousness and perceptions. And so when I was sitting back here listening to the presentations today, I was like, God, you guys are so, my talk is gonna be taking you from breaking out of whatever pain and suffering you're having. You know, when Dr. Tom was up on stage, he said, how many of you have had digestive problems in the past? And pretty much across the board, the room raised their hands. And that's just one thing. He asked one question. And then he was saying, like, in the next few years, we may be getting to a place where one out of every two males is going to be on an autism spectrum. This is really concrete, heavy stuff, you know? And when we're deep in the physical, how can we make change, really? Your thoughts, yes, but it has to go beyond our thoughts. Our consciousness is where it's at. What are you thinking behind what you're doing? Is your thought, am I bringing light and life and love into my life by eating this food? Is this food going to give me love? Is this food going to give me healing? Is this food... So it's coming in a way, how are you going to be able to take what all of us, what everything you're getting here, and bring it back into a usable form for you? For some of us, I'm an emotional person. I know myself, I gauge myself on how I see my patients, because I read the energetic emotional bodies very quickly. And I know that physical symptoms are here, whereas energetic emotional problems are up higher, okay? What do I mean by that? The problem started at a much higher frequency than what you see in a physical body. They first start in what we call the metaphysical part of our soul, okay? And as the light descends down, we're given a certain amount of teachings in a lifetime to go through, and our physical body has to last a lifetime to go through these things. But it's about what is it, what we're going through? What's our consciousness? Are we stuck in a paradigm where I listen and believe, okay, just because I take these pills and my blood pressure is under control, did I really solve the problem? No, what happens when you stop taking the blood pressure pills? So the consciousness is, if I'm taking pills to bring myself into balance, at what time will I be able to let go of these pills? When can I make the change on a level that's going to bring me at a consciousness, breaking me out of where I am at? And for every one of us, it's different, you know? So, metaphysical, who we are, consciousness is everything, food is consciousness, and the body knows. This is all relating to spirit. And then the physical body, we're going to get into a little bit more about Chinese medicine and go through the organ systems and see how I'm talking about it from an energetic perspective. Okay, so who are you? You know, I kind of ask this question to my patients all the time. So who are you? And they start telling me, well, I'm an architect, I'm an accountant. I said, no, I don't know what you do. I said, who are you? How do you define yourself? Me? I'm a transdimensional being here in this world to bring light, love, peace, mercy, and compassion to every person I see, okay? And to facilitate healing in that way, all right? So that's a question you need to ask yourself. Who are you? When somebody asks you who you are, who are you? Are you a soul? Are you a person that has a lot of health challenges? Because then you're identifying with that. Are you a person? So what is it that you identify? Let me read you a little. Can I get some water? That'd be great. Somebody can grab me a bottle of water. So I didn't just add this. It just didn't get into my slides. And I saw Dr. Tom do a little something to his teacher. This is from one of my teachers, one of my spiritual teachers, my Sufi master. And he has a short little paragraph about who you are. And I'm going to read it to you. Who are you? In the name of God, the merciful and the compassionate. If you know why God made you in this world, then you would begin to know everything. And when you know why God made you and why he put you in this place, then you will know the secret of yourself. He has made everyone to carry the message of truth to all human beings. He wants everyone to know why he has made them. Do not eat, do not sleep, but only to know him. And when you have this knowledge, then you can go and give it to anyone who wants to be complete. But cannot know if you do not walk in the way, in God's special way. I mean this spiritually. First, you must know yourself, because everything that matters is inside of all of you, not outside. And all of the secrets are inside of you, and you are a holy secret. And when you know the secret of mercy and understand the meaning, then you begin to know him. So in this, he's trying to tell you is that you are light and that we are all one and we're all connected. And when one person is suffering in the world, all of us are suffering. When one organ system is damaged and not working well, the whole system is damaged and not working well. So I'm taking you out of a perspective of looking at digestive gut, or looking at your heart problems, or looking at gallbladder issues, and saying that this one piece is only a small segment of the whole. And we can't judge one thing unless we're judging the whole. And that's really the understanding of Chinese medicine. Do you feel connected? Let me ask that question again. How many of you, raise your hands, feel connected to source, to your higher guidance, to life in general? Or do you feel sometimes that you're not connected and you don't feel that connected energy? So how many, raise your hand, feel connected? And the rest of you, how many people don't feel connected? Okay, all right. It goes through ups and downs. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Connection is all about understanding circuitry and doing things that put you in a place of understanding that things, that what you do gets you connected. So, thank you. So being connected is so important to healing. In that if you're not connected to taking the time to connect to your own heart and to know yourself, know what agitates you, know what makes you happy, what makes you sad, then you don't really even know yourself. You're just journeying along, aiming along like a little leaf on a river, and you get swirling in little eddies and you stay there for a while instead of being in the path and guiding through life more easily and freedom. So where do you find this guidance? Anyone know? Anyone want to say?
Within.
Huh?
Within.
That's right, within. But where within? Inside your heart. Your heart is the house. And when I first walked in, I think I was a few minutes late, but Rita Marie was doing a connection exercise right at the beginning of the day. And she was doing her little heart math connection for you, teaching you this little place of when I'm outside of myself, I know I need to connect. And it takes 5 seconds to make that connection. And then she's back in alignment and she's doing her projects. And then she's in purpose when she's connected. And when she's out of alignment, she's not on purpose. And she knows this. And she knows how many hours a day that she works, that she needs to stay connected. And to make the work, the project has to come complete within connection. Meaning that is when the light, that's when the healing, that's when the message is correct. And she's being guided by her higher self, her higher source of energy. Okay? I hope you all will take the opportunity to come and visit with me tomorrow morning, 6:30 a.m. right here. We're going to be doing Qigong. It's not too early. It's not too early! I hope you all will come. That's a Tom O'Brien joke. So finding guidance is really about finding yourself. And finding yourself is finding love inside of your own heart. So tomorrow morning, that's going to be the big thing for tomorrow's Qigong. We're going to be working with a lot of love frequencies and bringing that healing in. So consciousness, you're going to hear me talking about consciousness pretty much my whole talk. Consciousness is everything. Consciousness is what are you thinking about at this moment? Okay, am I thinking about the dog, the cats, and these things I need to go? Or am I thinking about, wow, this is some cool information. I think I want to learn some more. So consciousness is everything, and everything is transmitted to us through light. Light carries as the transporter of energy, food, chi, information, consciousness, happiness, okay? When we're receiving light, we're receiving this unseen food, we feel nourished. You don't even need to eat. There are some breatharians on this planet, all right? Not many, because it takes a certain level of consciousness to be able to tap into that light frequency, 24/7, 365, to be able to access the nourishment from the light directly. And very few people can do it. So how do we get the nourishment of the unseen into us? Well, the light comes from the greatest manifestation in our universe, which is the sun. And that sun sends information and rays, and when it hits our planet, what's it do? It goes into the grasses, it goes into the plants, it goes into the mineral kingdom, it goes into the animals eat the plants, they take on light. Then we eat animals, or we choose to just eat the plants and bypass the animals, okay? So, but what foods are you eating dictate what light you're taking in. And what foods you're eating, do they have light in them or do they not? This is the consciousness. So how you go home and you're saying, wow, they talked all about these foods, but really, when you get home and you put your hand over a certain thing at the grocery store, you can feel energy like, yes, this is it. Rita Marie likes to talk about this. She goes into the grocery store and she'll put something up to her and she uses her whole body like a pendulum. And she'll get a yes, am I right? Or you get, nope, this is not right for me today, right? And so it's easy enough when you're in tune to be able to use yourself as a channel for the information to know. But you really know what's inside of you. You don't really need to do that. You know the answer. You feel the answer come in. It's yes, this is good for me. It doesn't taste so good, but yes, it is the medicine. Like we've been hearing so far today, bitter is better, yeah? So unfortunately, the bitter medicine is what gives us the sweetness, the expansion in life a little later on. So when I'm talking about this, light's bringing in consciousness, light is bringing in, I'm also talking about what is called an esoteric synapse. And that's like When I'm starting to talk and you already hear the answer inside your head and you're like, yeah, I got it. Like this lady over here, I see the light on top of her. She's like, I got it. Yeah, this is called an esoteric synaptic jump, meaning when you start hearing something that is really intense for your heart, you know the answer. You know that's really true for me. You know that that's what I need to start doing. That is the soul speaking to the physical personality or your ego, and both of them have to kind of come into alignment. So within everything is consciousness. So September, October was the beginning of the Jewish calendar. I happen to be Jewish, but I believe in everything. And so Rosh Hashanah, I don't really bring up this, but Rosh Hashanah, people know as the Jewish New Year. But what it really means is, and I was really studying the deep texts this year, it actually means new light emanation. Doesn't mean New Year, means new light emanation. Means that the light consciousness is coming on those specific days for everyone on this planet to have an infusion of light for the whole next year. Everything, all your blessings are coming at you during this time. Whether you guys know it or not, whether you're Jewish or not, this is what was happening in the universe, okay? And so we get all of this light and everything needs to be fed. Okay, our good things need to be fed with light, and our negative things, meaning the way we bring like negative emotions into this world. Everything comes from source. What do you choose to use your resources for, right? So when you do something and you feel happiness, it's because you earn that happiness, right? Everyone knows that. You complete a couple of tasks, you complete one of Dr. Marie's courses, you feel exuberant. Yes, I finished, right? Well, that's because you earned that happiness. That's light, what I qualify as the inner light, okay? And that's what your vessel can hold. So you maximized your inner light and you feel this beaming shaking your body, right? Well, guess what? You have light outside of you called the surrounding light. And that's all of your potential. Everything you could want, everything you could desire is in the light that's surrounding you. Now, the next part is, how do we bring the surrounding light in to get to the next level? Well, that's what we're gonna do right now. All right? So, everyone, I want you to do this. Just put your hands down, set everything down. We're gonna do a little meditation for a second to see if you guys can just tap into what I'm trying to send you, all right? A little different in that we've been talking about foods and we've been talking about this, but this is a really important thing. If you can realize that there's more energy hanging outside surrounding you all the time, and that the potential is that you can bring it in to gain the next puzzle piece, to jump and break your vessel, to grow bigger, to contain more light, who wouldn't want that? Because that's really what life's, in my book, that's really what life's all about. Light carries food, consciousness, information, healing, everything inside of it. All right, everyone close your eyes. In the name of God, and I say this because it's a primer to send out energy, okay? So what I want you to do right now is I want you to imagine feeling all of the light that you hold inside of your own heart. And what I mean by your heart, I mean your spiritual heart. Okay? So feel the energy starting to come in really, really deep. I feel all of you. There's an intensity coming on. If you have your hands sitting on your lap facing up, you're going to feel tingling start coming to your fingertips, maybe a little awareness. Okay, so this is your inner light. I'm pushing light on your inner light right now. Okay, now take a deep breath in. Big audible exhale. Two more times. Breathe in. And exhale. One more time. Breathe in. And exhale. And as we finish that, we're bringing in, I'm bringing in the healing, bringing in the surrounding light so that you can start to feel what each one of us has waiting for us, our next piece. So say you're at a 3, this is the light of a 4. If you're at a 6, this is the light of a 7. See what you can do to try and feel what that connection feels like. Yeah, there you go. Dropping in right now. Light is coming in. Many of you guys are doing so well. See all of your beautiful auras starting to shift. Beautiful reds, purples, indigos. Breathe in one more time. And exhale. Now, I want you to think about happiness inside your hearts. Happiness beyond logic. Beyond what you can expect. Feel this. This is the light of happiness coming in and expanding beyond what you can even imagine. Feel the vibration of this energy. Feel the shift that's going on in almost every single person I'm looking at right now. Thank you, everyone. And when you're ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes. How was it? Shake your heads. Was it good? Did it feel good? Feel good to connect to that nice healing energy? Yeah? Pretty much every single one of you had a nice little experience, okay? It doesn't take but a few minutes to kind of just call these vibrations in, tap into your own heart, okay? And if you come to Qigong tomorrow, we're going to work on this. So we're going to help bridge your vessel to be able to gain more light. Yeah? And we're going to use some different mantras and exercises to help you to control that. So, happiness is a consciousness. It means that you can be happy even if there are turbulent times happening around you. It's about what is your state of consciousness. Even though there are turbulent and negative things happening around me, I don't have to react in the same way that I would normally react to that same situation. I don't have to get frustrated and angry. I can step back and look at things logically and then respond with a different answer. Yeah? And what's going to help us have high frequencies? Food for consciousness. What it says up there is there's an emerging explosion of higher consciousness occurring throughout this planet. You heard it already. There is no time to be waiting. Time is short. How many times do you hear this already today? Several, I've heard 3 people say it already up here on the stage. Time is short, time is moving fast, okay? Meaning that you look at technology, every single year we're getting a new iPhone. I mean, technology is going faster and faster. The technology of your heart is already at its maximum. You just need to go to it, okay? The technology is beyond what any iPhone can ever do. Our bodies are the most miraculous things because they help us to be in this three-dimension, but if you're working on higher consciousness and doing meditations, you know you can do astral projections, you can do remote viewing, you can do all of these different ways in which you can leave your body or meditate and get to a higher frequency, okay? Why would we want to do any of this? Well, because it's the consciousness that we're holding all the time that's creating the patterns of negativity that cause us to eat the negative foods, that create the negative thought patterns, that create the disease patterns that we are all facing, while we're here in this physical body. So you can take the knowledge that you got this morning and the knowledge from Dr. Rena Marie and from Steph and from Dr. O'Brien, okay? It's a lot of information, and process it. But at the end of the day, you got to know that this information can heal me. Yeah? And that healing is going to transmit into your better behavior, how your outlook when things become difficult, okay? So consciousness is how you deal with the difficulties in life and still get better. And food is the way that it's going to give you three times a day if you're eating three meals. Didn't you ask if you're eating three meals? I think you did. Or two, or one, or fasting. But it's about your consciousness and the foods that you're eating, okay? And so raw, high vibrational, organic juices and foods are going to help you on this journey. So the more that you can incorporate this, nobody's saying you have to be a raw vegan. Nobody says you have to be a vegan. But you will find that some of these foods are much more optimal for higher vibrational work than others. Okay? You just need to find out what you are. Who are you? What's your body work? And it may change seasonally. All right. So, your body knows. Does your body know? She's looking at me. She knows. Because your body knows. Your body tells you when it's time to go to sleep, when it's time to get up, if you have the option of not waking up without an alarm. Your body tells you when it's time to eat, right? Time to go to the bathroom. Body knows all these things. You don't got to tell it. I'm eating this food. I need you to produce a certain amount of bacteria and a certain amount of enzyme. No, you don't have to do anything. It just knows. Okay? But your body knows to the level that you're conscious. You actively are gaining consciousness, you're moving forward. If you're not working on it, I'm sorry to say, you're going back. There's no standing still. You either work on yourself or you're going backwards. And what happens when we take a little break after working really hard? We're like, oh my God, it took a week off from being myself, my normal self. I got to go back into getting back into my routine. For some people, it's easy. For some people, they take a week off, they're falling apart. So just like we did a second ago, listening to your body is the most important thing. Okay? And what I'm talking about here is, are you being self-guided, meaning I know what to do, I'm smart, I know all this material, and I'm going to get out there and do this? Or am I going to take this material, and I'm going to put my hand over the book, and I'm going to feel the vibration of all the material that Dr. Rita Marie has just put together, and I'm going to transmit it into my body, but I'm going to have consciousness. And I'm going to take this material and go forward. So I'm talking about something that's upper level frequencies of your brain, thought patterns, not the everyday thinking things, about what's behind, what's making me motivated to do what I'm doing. How do I stay focused? How do I stay on my diet if I'm changing my diet? It's all from consciousness. And the consciousness comes from the light. And in a minute, we're going to see how it gets into the body. So, two guidance systems. You have your self-guidance system, and you have what I call GPS. And you can call it your spiritual guidance system if you don't like the word God, but a higher power source, or your own self, governed by your own personality that thinks I can just drive through. I mean, you can sometimes do that, but you know what? Sometimes when we do things forcefully, we don't always get the benefit that we're looking for because it may not have been the right way for us. We forced our way through, we get over there, and we're like, ah, man, I got to backtrack a little bit and go to the other route because that really wasn't everything for me. So I've gotten into a habit of taking my time, stepping back and meditating and listening. Because if you listen, the voice will come inside and give you the message of what you need to be doing and how to stay on track. So that's what that little exercise before was about. So realizing that most of us operate from ourself is a huge thing. So the part is like tonight, when you're getting ready to go to bed and you're deciding whether you're gonna put your alarm on to come to 6:30 Qigong, don't listen to your little voice. Meditate on it and then set the alarm. So I'll see you here at 6:30. Okay, so now we're gonna get back. So we're taking this light that I just talked about that came from the cosmos and got transmitted through the sun and through all the planets and everything and all those unseen frequencies, and we brought it into our bodies, and now where is it? Well, we have chakras and we have these elements. In Chinese medicine, we talk about five elements. Second, I gotta. So we have these five elements, and I like to call them like they're five areas of consciousness within us, because every one of us have all aspects of all the elements inside of us. Some of us may be predominantly more a fire element, some of us may be more of a water element. But every one of us have all the elements inside of us. So all of us will see how these elements and these frequencies, these lights, are acting on our bodies and especially our organs. But in Chinese medicine, we have not only the organs themselves, but we have a organ pathway or a meridian pathway that governs the energetics of the body, okay? And for those of you that have had surgery, maybe you've had a gallbladder taken out or you've had a spleen taken out, just because you've taken out an organ doesn't mean that you do not have an energetic gallbladder meridian inside your body. And that gallbladder meridian is connected to the astral plane. Okay, it's like the next consciousness plane above us, okay? So when we go to sleep, part of our soul goes into the astral plane, and it does work and does whatever it does, and by the blessings and the greatness of the Creator, He puts us back in our body, and we wake up refreshed. All right? So when we bring in all of this light, it comes into these different filters. So we have fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. These are the five elements. And Chinese medicine is such a beautiful thing, like I was saying at the beginning, is everything is connected, everything is intertwined, and even if it's independent, they coexist on each other. So if one piece is out, the whole wheel is out of balance. So we gotta look at the whole wheel and find out how are we gonna heal this, okay? And so let's start with the fire element. So we're gonna talk, in different times I've talked about this. I think last year we had more of a, where we talked about diagnosing at, this is my fourth shine. I can't believe it, 4 years being here talking. But with Chinese medicine, we don't take labs. We're not checking we do blood pressure, we check the regular Western way, but what we do to check to see how healthy you are, we look at your eyes, we look at your body, we look at your tongue, we look at your pulses. There's 28 different types of different pulses and everything in between on how to read a pulse. So you can check the chi or the life force in every single organ with a pulse. Isn't that crazy? But here we are with the tongue. And the tongue is so important because there's two major organs that are governing the tongue. Your spleen and your heart. When you are living a life governed by your spleen, that means you're governed by your taste buds. And you're looking to see Where's the next sweetness coming in my life? Because I'm going to be putting it in my mouth. But if you're reaching for the higher frequencies, you understand that the heart is the root of the tongue, and that your heart governs your ability to bring in and filter away from sweetness, and so that you'll be able to understand that, well, maybe I don't need to have that sweetness, I need the bitterness. And so being governed by the heart means taking this higher understanding that maybe I don't need that right now, I need this right now. I think we talked about this so far. Not this, but then. So also it shows up, there is never enough sweetness for a hungry soul. What do I mean by that? I mean, I look at my patients, I know the overeaters and I know the emotional eaters. And they're like, they're just eating just to eat, to pacify some type of sadness or fear or anger or some other negative emotion that they don't want to feel. So I'm just putting something in on top of it. Hopefully it's sweet, gooey, and sticky, so it'll cover all that nastiness that's inside of me. Right? You know what I'm talking about. Right? But when we're touched by the fire element and we realize that it's really embracing my true love for myself, I'm gonna do what's right for me. I'm gonna eat the foods that are best for me. I'm gonna stay on purpose. I'm gonna stay on task. So you can see by this little picture, you can see that when you look at a tongue, and I think there was something that on one of your screens or one of your checklists that talked about the tongue, Rita Marie. In Chinese medicine, we talk about all sorts of things, but if it has a fat tongue, a thin tongue, if it has a coat, it has something, and it has meaning behind it. So maybe this weekend after today, if you see me out there and you want me to check your tongue, I'll read your tongue for you. Tell you what's happening. All right. So understanding the heart. And what I practice three different styles of different acupuncture. I practice regular traditional Chinese medicine, which is more towards Western medicine. It's a bridge. It's like Chinese medicine that was made for the Western mind. It was not something old. It's a new paradigm. I practice five element acupuncture and esoteric acupuncture, which is a spiritual acupuncture. And understanding spirit and understanding spiritual acupuncture, meaning there's only two frequencies that a human being can really know, love and fear. Love and fear. Fear shows up in your life in a myriad of different ways. Anger, resentment, lack of joy, sluggishness, lethargy. I mean, confusion, argumentative, not willing to break out of your shell. This is all about fear and being stopped with an invisible membrane that's probably as thin as a balloon. But if you went through it, you would be on the other side and it would be expansion. But most of us just sees it as a brick wall, right? And so everything is about coming back to the heart. The heart is where the soul is. Okay, so now we're getting into the five elements. So as we break down, the light is descending into our body. It comes into our heart. We're going to start with the heart. So the heart is one of the organs that are governing the fire element. And for you guys, know that you guys are getting all these slides and everything. So you can take pictures if you want, but you'll have access to all of this. So inside the fire element, you have the heart, you have the small intestine, okay? Small intestine, where did that come from? Well, it's part of, it's a fire organ inside of our body, okay? And so whereas the heart is about calmness and stillness, the small intestine is about clarity. And when you have a clear, calm heart, that's a powerful thing. then you can access all of the frequencies that you need to do to gain momentum through your life. So I had to pick something to talk about each one of the elements. I couldn't talk about every single food and how it relates to everything. So inside of each one of these five elements, I have classified the energetic mineral that helps not only the physical body, but helps with a consciousness level. And so that's what you're getting today. So inside the heart, I know we need calcium, we need magnesium, we need a myriad of different minerals, but it's the potassium. It's the potassium that gives us what I've called the frisky element. It's the thing that keeps us moving. People that are heart fire element people are the people that are out there doing life and not reading about life. They're the people that are out there having adventures versus reading about the adventures. Okay, not that reading is not bad, it's just that you have to get out and explore and be in life to be part of life. And so what happens is when you start to deplete yourself of potassium, I see people that I know that used to play sports all the time, now all they do is sit around and watch sports on the TV. I classify them as low potassium. They have the potential to be out there and be part of life, and I know these people, but they don't have any energy. All they want to do is sit back and let life go by. So this is where I look at these energetic minerals to see where they've used it up and how can we bring some of these minerals back in, and how can we do it in a high vibrational way. Yeah, you can take a tablet for potassium, but eating foods that are rich in potassium is going to be a better source, and it's going to give you longevity to start incorporating these foods in the diet. Now, say this food is already on your plate. Well, now you know, oh my God, the arugula is the best thing about potassium. Bless you. Well, now you're going to know having greens is good. It also is alkalizing for the body, but I'm also getting potassium for my heart. It's going to help me to get out, get on with life, get being part of it. How many of you guys can identify with the heart element as being like being out there? How many of you guys can identify with being like when a used to be a fire element, but he's sitting on the sidelines? Anyone? You know what I'm talking about. I think I saw the light go over to you when I was first saying that. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, so we're going to talk and make sure you get some of those foods in and see what we can do to start stimulating that potassium, get back to life. So there again, potassium acts as a balancer. It acts as the balancing act for the heart and the gateway for calmness in the heart. Everything that I'm going to be talking about, the minerals, are about bringing calm and tranquility back to ourselves so that we can meditate and listen within and not think that we know the answers, but listen deeply and know the answer. Okay, so there again, people that are active, they're not active. Are they going to have the same oxygenation that they had when they were exercising every day and now that they're not? Of course not. So they're going to be O2 deficient. They're going to be needing, they don't want to move because they're full of excess toxins because they're not moving their heart and moving their body. And there's a dullness there. And we want to get that life, that friskiness back, get that swagger back in your step. Kind of remember what it was like when we were kids and we had a heart that was wide open. We'd do anything. You used to, I double dare you, I'll do it. I was one of those guys. I double dare you. I didn't do the double dares. I just did the dare even if somebody didn't dare me to do it. I think I was definitely a fire element, but I dressed in more than one. All right, so potassium. So here's some of the foods. So some of you guys that are feeling like you need a recharge of your heart. Here is some of the foods that are alkalizing for potassium. So potassium, once again, helps to alleviate stressors with sleep, relaxation. It's a cooling element, okay? And that doesn't mean that whether you're hot because of a deficiency or a real excess, potassium is there to help reduce the heat and to create cooling and calming in situations. It reduces extreme nervousness, tension, sexual frustrations, okay? So this is talking about enormous energy, all right, and bringing it back into balance. So arugula, watercress, those are my top two for you on this particular one, but you can see that there's a couple more here, and there are so many others. Remember that a potassium deficiency, imagine what happens with heat, okay? Heat rises. So when we have heat rising, we see things red in the face, we see pimples and some skin irritations, usually in the upper region. We talk about sleeping is a heart issue, and it's usually, it's a multifactorial thing. It's magnesium and potassium. So that's it on potassium. Okay, so we're moving in a circle going on to, so fire is the mother to earth. Okay, what does that mean? Hang on one sec. Let me see if this thing will flip me back here. All right, here you go. See, fire's at the top, and the arrows go clockwise. So if the mother is first, the sun is second, okay? Earth is second. So if your heart is not balanced, and you're not balanced with your energies, what's going to happen when you send those frequencies to the heart, I mean to the earth? Chances are they're not going to be balanced, you know? So what happens with the earth element? We've talked about this already, and this is Dr. Rita Marie's number one pillar on healing is digestion. And we've already talked about that. The earth element controls digestion. And it's the stomach and spleen that are responsible for aiding in digestion. And the natural flow of earth energy is downwards and grounding, okay? So what happens when we have acid reflux? It's coming up. We have a reversal of the energy, okay? And in Chinese medicine, we call that rebellious. It's acting rebellious, you know, and it's coming up, whether you're just having a little bit of GERD, you're belching, whether you have bloatiness, all these different things is because there's something happening with the earth chi. All right, it's not balanced, you're not working within the energies, or you may be deficient in some mineral or enzymes, what we're going to talk about. So this, the earth element, stomach, spleen, magnesium, and enzymes. So the energetic mineral for the earth element is magnesium. Now magnesium there again is a relaxer. It's a catalyst. It helps to synaptically get the information moving from one thing to another, especially with enzyme activity. If you don't have enough organic magnesium in your food, it helps to get those enzymatic activity moving. Magnesium helps with the spleen to transport and exacting the qi from the body. And magnesium also helps to assist with a strong immune system and absorption of calcium into the bones and the teeth. Magnesium can be brought in either in a food source. Many times we also need to have it in a supplement level. Magnesium is fantastic for helping to with your adrenal glands. We're going to get to that in the kidneys in a few minutes. But you can see that these minerals not only work on one element, but they jump and cross to another element or multi-elements. As you can see through the picture, almonds, cashews, dates, Brazil nuts. I think they said Brazil nuts was one of the, had the most for the least nuts that you had to use. So like two or three nuts gave you about the amount of magnesium you should need, to a handful of almonds, a handful of pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds also, about a handful. So, and you can see if you're eating raw and you're doing this different lifestyle, you're using almost every single one of those elements right there and getting lots of good magnesium in it. Okay. The earth element controls enzymes, metabolic enzymes, food enzymes, plant enzymes, digestive enzymes, and proteolytic enzymes or systemic enzymes. Whew. All right, so enzymes help with every single function in the body. They move the proteins inside the body. They're doing every single activity that's happening inside our bodies are happening because of enzymes and proteins. So when we started talking about high vibrational foods, we're talking about foods that carry enzymes that will assist our bodies, okay? Digestive enzymes, using pancreatic enzymes or stomach enzymes. And so eating foods rich in a natural source is the best. And digestive enzymes like HCL or lipase and your different pancreatic enzymes, foods can be a great source for that. So pineapple and papaya are great sources of great systemic enzymes at a low level. If you're somebody that's sensitive to taking enzymes and pills, start with using some bromelain and pepsin, okay? And for HCL, we had it today. That fermented daikon radish is HCL. And you can just get a small piece of daikon radish and grate it, and that can be added into your food and can be a great adjunct to adding some hydrochloric acid, which diminishes as we get older. Proteolytic enzymes. These enzymes are serrapeptase, which is a great proteolytic enzyme, helps to break the protein wall, okay, on bacteria and viruses. And what Steph was talking about is that a lot of times, and I see this in my practice, a lot of people have like a stiffness in their joints, a stiffness in their bodies, and taking enzymes, especially enzymes, can be a big piece to helping to get that fluid, that movement back in their bodies and help to most of the time, these types of sensations are more, autoimmune disorders. Even if you haven't been diagnosed as something, you may start having symptoms before you have an actual diagnosis. So think about that. All right, like I said, horseradish, beets, fermented foods are a great source of HCL. Make your own wasabi. That's a great thing, okay? You can take fresh grated horseradish, a little spirulina, a little turmeric, and some sesame seeds. That's what I make my own homemade wasabi, and you can put that and incorporate it into your meal. And I've already talked about the fermented beets and daikon radish. All right, two more elements, and I'll be making them quick. So the metal element, about our boundaries, about having good sets of boundaries in our lives, whether it's with ourselves and doing the things that we say we're going to do, like stop doing something and put a barrier there, or putting a barrier between people that are taking too much of our energy in our lives or using so much of our resources. You know, our kids can be a great our love in our life, or they can be a huge drain. Remember I said the fire element is the mother of the earth element. The earth element is the mother of the metal. If you don't have a stable earth, how are you going to have great boundaries? How are you going to have good energy to send that energy down to the metal element? All right, so the lungs govern the chi of the body. It controls our breathing. It controls the pores of the skin. Both of these things, the pores of the skin and the breathing, are two ways that we detox the body. Organic sulfur, we were talking about this earlier, strengthens the lungs and assists the skin to allow toxins to be expelled through the skin. That's why a lot of times you'll smell all sorts of not some good smells coming off of your body odor, you know, if you're working out a lot and sweating, depending on what you're eating. And sulfur brings heat and energy to the brain, and it also promotes collagen production and maintaining a normal blood sugar levels and cellular respiration. Top sulfur foods. I was back there with Lynn, she was rattling them off. Onions. But yes, onions, arugula again. You can see most of the cruciferous vegetables, some of the dried fruits, but we want to have them without sulfur because that's not an organic sulfur, okay? And garlic. All right, wrapping it up into the water element. The water element is about freedom, movement, expansion, contraction. Water is about calcium. It's about knitting things together. Water is so important. It's one of the things that we don't bring enough attention to in our lives. The kidney system holds things in, and it's calcium that helps to hold those things in inside of our bodies. Good example is if you may be deficient in your kidney chi that may be related to calcium, is do you get up in the middle of the night? Do you go to the bathroom while you're sleeping? If you do, you might have a kidney chi deficiency, meaning there's something in there that's depleted you, usually stress, because our kidneys are all about stress because the adrenal glands are part of the kidney element. But being able to handle that situation can be fostered by bringing some calcium inside of our bodies. So plant-based calcium, you can find it in chia seeds. I found chia seeds, 2 tablespoons can give you the recommended daily allowance of calcium, or pretty much, well, I shouldn't say that recommended. I can say 177 milligrams. So that's a lot in 2 tablespoons of chia seeds. Okay, greens loaded with calcium, know that you can get it from there. Hemp milk, blackstrap, molasses, sesame seeds, almond butter, beans, also great sources of calcium. Last element, liver, wood element. The liver and the wood is about seeing your future and helping to manifest it, okay? The water element is about your willpower. So if you're a strong kidney and you have the willpower and the desire to manifest something, and you send that energy into your wood element and you have insight and foresight to see your future, you can manifest things. You ever know somebody that's a really good manifester? This is why. They have a strong wood element. And they probably have a good 5-element wheel sending good, healthy energy, because you need to have all the elements in place to access it. All right, so last thing, sodium is the energy of the wood element, and this element right here is different. Sodium is different than salt. We have sodium and then sodium chloride. Sodium is amazing and needs everything for the body. Sodium chloride is everything bad, okay? Everything bad. No, just joking. So fresh organic celery juice is the best way to incorporate getting some healthy sodium in your body. It can help lower your blood pressure. It can help retain your alkalinity and your pH. Some of the other vegetables that carry lots of sodium: celery, carrots, spinach, chard, and beets. And that is it for me. There's me and Marita Marie. Morning class tomorrow, 6:30. I have a webinar coming up on the 15th for all of you, a special webinar to help educate you for anyone that wants to learn more about Chinese herbal medicine, how herbs can help heal you and heal the digestion, okay, just the earth element We're going to talk about three major herbs that can help be the precursor. And if you want to study with me later on that herbal boot camp, you will be able to join at that time.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Celery juice is great for raising HCL levels, too.
What's that?
HCL. You were talking HCL before. Celery juice is amazing for raising HCL levels. So lots of good stuff. So did you learn stuff? Something? Good stuff? Everybody excited for? I know this is a long day, and I promise you tomorrow won't be as long. We really had a hard time with everybody's schedules and fitting all the things in. So we got a lot in today. So we're going to give you another break. And this next piece is going to be all interactive. We're going to be doing a food demo, and then you get to taste. Okay, and we're going to teach you how to incorporate food demos and other kinds of educational presentations into your practice or into your marketing regime so that you can actually attract the people that really want to be with you because they see what you're doing, you're talking their language, and they say, hey, how can I work with you? But it's not as easy as that, so I'm going to give you some tips. Okay, so take a break.
Awesome.
We'll be back at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock? Yeah, 6 o'clock. And we're going to go about 45 minutes on that, and then we have a quick video to show you at the end of that and a special announcement. All right, back.